From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams with your headlines for Tuesday, November 25th. State officials recently recognized a group of gray wolves in Plumas County as California's latest pack. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife monitored the grizzly pack for almost a year before it was officially named. Axel Honeycutt is the state's gray wolf coordinator. He says there's a confirmed breeding pair and a pup in the pack, but there may be more.
You know, the fact that we just announced this new pack, there's another group, another area of wolf activity that we recorded and are reporting on as well in this quarter. You know, both in those same areas continues to be a sign of a strong recovering population of this endangered species.
Gray wolves aren't new to Plumas County. According to Fish and Wildlife's gray wolf activity map, about 4 packs are active in the area. It's also the county with the second highest rate of livestock depredation from wolves, with nearly 50 animals killed in 2025. One wolf, part of the grizzly pack, was previously linked to livestock deaths in another area, but Honeycutt says that wolf hasn't been implicated in any recent attacks. And the Community Foundation of the North State has awarded grants to several nonprofits in Shasta and Siskiyou counties. The funds were given to local organizations who provide food, housing, and other kinds of support to people who have an urgent need. Recipients include Mercy Foundation North in Shasta County, in Siskiyou County, the Karuk Tribe, Shasta Indian Nation, Siskiyou Food Alliance, and Siskiyou Community Resource Center were among others receiving funding. In other news, Medi-Cal coverage will soon be changing for undocumented adults. NSPR's Claudia Brancart has the details.
Starting January 1st, 2026, undocumented immigrants 19 and older will no longer be able to sign up for Medi-Cal. That's the state's health insurance program for low-income individuals and those with disabilities. Undocumented people who are already enrolled in the program won't be kicked off so long as they continue to renew and qualify. Under the new rules, undocumented children and pregnant people will continue to be covered. Governor Gavin Newsom and the state legislature okayed these changes this summer. They said the enrollment freeze is necessary to address the state's $12 billion budget deficit. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
And finally, Live Oak is saying farewell to more than 5 decades of candy with the closure of the Penny Candy Store. The store made the announcement on November 14th. The Appeal Democrat reports owner Lori Brummett cited financial reasons for the closure. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, November 25th. Our theme is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eric Adams.